higher ranked, not ranked, but like bigger name players that you come back and you're hoping for the best from. And that brings me to a guy like Michael Brantley, who he's on his way back, and he's slowly but surely playing some minor league games, playing some major league games we expect over the next week. How confident are you, Matt Modica, in Michael Brantley making a successful return?
I'm not that confident just because, you know, the shoulder surgeries last season. You know, could he be a second half or maybe come June get fuller strength and stuff? It's not a guy that, I don't see the power being there. He never was really a big power guy, but I'd like to see some pop from him. Like I said, I could be wrong on this one. I just don't see why I'm going to take him right now. I don't like to draft the guys that are currently, you know, injured or coming off the injury right now.
The Michael Brantley train, like, I'm on it, Corey. Because I think this guy has the ability to come back. Like, I know what he was, and he hasn't played in a long time. Only played 11 games last year, but I'm on it.
I'm on it at the price. I'll take a stab. I'll take a crack at him late. You know how toolsy it is. He's a guy, if he does happen to be healthy and play to his ability, and you get him in that 18, 19, 20 round range, he's going to win you. He may not win you a championship, but he's going to help you compete till very late in the season.
But the obvious question is, how long do you wait on a guy like Michael Brantley for? There's a guy. There's a perfect example.
Yeah.
You like what you're drafting. 18, 19, 20th round. He's not costing you anything. He's a bigger name. Like, he has the ability, if he gets healthy, as you just said, to either, quote, win you a league or, quote, keep you around to the very end. Your
I want
words.
To see where he's at on June 1st. I'll be honest.
Okay.
In a situation like that, with a dominant player recovering from an injury, from years of injury, I want to see where, I want to give him a little bit. I'll be a little bit more patient with him because of, you know, I didn't really play no draft stock on him. So when you got a guy you're drafting that late, are you really looking to put him in your starting lineup right away anyway?
Probably not.
Yeah, you see, Matt Harvey's going to be a part of your fantasy rotation from day one.
What's a fantasy rotation?
Your pitchers, your fantasy rotation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Michael Brantley is currently, since March 1st, the 61st outfielder off the board, 237th ADP.
Where's that put him at? And what round is that?
So let's just break off the 15 team. That's like 16th, 17th round. So probably in a 12-teamer, you got to be investing in, say, 14th, I'm thinking.
All
right. Am I doing the math right off the top of my head? Maybe not. But
sure, we'll just count it.
Yeah. We'll go with it.
You're the math guy. I don't know. So if Michael Brantley... So he's the type of guy that I want to invest in, but like you're saying, you're giving him the June 1st, but he may not get healthy until July 1st. He may not be like back to being Michael Brantley until July 1st, and then you're going to kill yourself.
Michael Brantley's a good pick for people that are in, that have a league that allows you to have a DL spot.
But he's not going to be on the DL. He'll be back, but maybe not playing every day. Maybe he's not feeling as healthy. Maybe it's going to take him 100 bats to get ready to go. Like, I don't know.
I mean, for me personally, I'd rather take a shot at a guy who's going 10 picks later, Domingo Santana in Milwaukee. The kid's looking really good. He's going to be given every opportunity. He's got power. Doesn't have a lot of speed, but he can steal a few bases. And look, Milwaukee's a team this season that's giving their young players every opportunity.
As they should. Mm-hmm. As they should, I would think. Michael Brantley, a guy that, like as I said, I've been on. But Domingo Santana is also an interesting one, Corey. Like, people this spring has mostly talked about Keon Broxton. They talked about Johnny VR, of course, who's now a second-round pick all of a sudden. And Domingo Santana seemingly has been the one that's been left out.
Domingo Santana. You like him, Greg?
I like Michael Brantley more, in all honesty. I need to see it from Domingo Santana. I want his strikeouts to go down as well, just like I want Keon Broxton's to go down. I think Domingo Santana last year played, of course, 77 games. Power was there. 11 home runs, two stolen bases. Like, what can he be, though? He struck out 32% of the time compared to Broxton's 36% of the time.
I mean, he can hit you 260, 15 home runs. You know, score about 50, 60 runs, driving about 50, 60
runs. But can't Michael Brantley do more?
Michael Brantley can do more, man.
Well, to correct my thing earlier, I knew that math didn't sound right. Michael Brantley in a 12-team league is going like 19th, 20th round.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at that spot, sure, why not? I'll take the a plunge, but, I mean...
Give me the goods on Domingo.
Domingo, I mean, why not? I mean, from what I'm hearing, I haven't really watched the Milwaukee Brewers this spring training, but from what I've been hearing from some scouts and some people I kind of respect, Domingo Santana seems like he's on the verge of a breakout. And so that's a guy that I'm willing to roll the dice because I know he's going to get the opportunity.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes in life, opportunity is everything.
But with him striking out 32% of the time, will he continue to get the opportunity?
Like I said, this is a young player. If he was playing on, say, a different team, I wouldn't be as optimistic.
Yeah, makes sense.
But, you know, when you got a rebuilding team, Milwaukee knows they're not winning right now. They got maybe the top-rated farm system. So Santana, Broxton are getting the first cracks. And you got guys like Lewis Brinson, who probably isn't even ready yet, but at some point this season could make his appearance in the major leagues. And Milwaukee is going to run. I mean, nobody runs more than Milwaukee right now. So it's a nice team for fantasy purposes. You like that?
No, absolutely I like that. I with Domingo Santana, Keon Broxton, of course, Lewis Brinson, he's the one that, he's one of these top prospects everyone's talking about, everyone's waiting on, and I feel like he's one of these guys, Matt, that people are going to invest in late in their drafts. Like, I remember last year, I drafted Orlando Arcia in a lot of drafts, because, like, well, Johnny VR at the time, like, he's a placeholder, right? They're just saving time for Orlando Arcia. It's a money thing, he'll be up June 1st. Many people believe this about Lewis Brinson, too, that somewhere in that outfield, he's going to end up June 1st. Is that just a little soon? Is that just people being a little bit advantageous here?
I think so. I mean, the key with Milwaukee is, does Ryan Braun get traded this year? Is there a team that, say, is on the cusp of winning, one of their outfielders goes down? And, I mean, Braun's still doing it. And honestly, I got to think he wants to try and win. Milwaukee does want to move him because, like I said, even if Milwaukee's good in 2 years, where's Ryan Braun going to be? So I think I'd like to see Braun get moved at some point. I think that could be the opportunity. The other opportunity is if a Keon Broxton or a Domingo Santana fails, that's the guy they got waiting. I mean, that was the guy they wanted from the Rangers. So, I mean, I know it was first reported that it was Joey Gallo.
Mm-hmm.
And as a guy that had Joey Gallo stashed on my main event bench, I was excited when it first came over, but it was erroneous. And, you know, I would have liked to see that left-handed power play in Milwaukee. But, you know, we move on.
We certainly do. Corey, is Lewis Brinson for you one of these minor leaguers that at the end of your draft you're investing in?
Lewis Brinson? I'm not really – see, the way – I don't really draft, like, the minor league prospect types, the extremely young players. You know, I'm always trying to get guys that I have a back of the baseball card that I can reference to. So I really won't be in on players like Lewis Brinson.
Well, I mean, the thing with Lewis – like Corey said, and I think Corey's right. If you want to take, like, one minor leaguer late, I think that's cool. That's fine. But you can't be taking, like, two or three guys and – stashing them, because guys are going to get injured, as we all know.
Yep.
And you're going to see guys come available that you want to pick up. And you're going to be like, well, I don't want to let this kid go because he could be something special. And you wind up missing out on good opportunities.
It's like, you know, you want to be the first. You want to be that guy to say, well, I had him that year that he stole 17,000 bases. Or I had him that year when he first hit 20 home runs and he was going in the 28th round. It's not that serious to me.
You want to know what's better than saying you had that guy that year? Is actually winning the league.
Yeah, there you go. I won the chip.
Yes, that's right.
That's what more like my style.